Blog Talk Radio.
Rocket Nation, what is going on? Real quickly, just want to apologize. We had a technical issue revolving the theme show entrance for tonight. It's been a while since Rocket has been on air, and I haven't got a chance to update a lot of stuff on here. So I guess there'll be no theme music tonight. But that's okay, because that's not the theme of the show anyway as far as tonight's special episode. Like I said in the introduction, when I created this show, when it comes to sports, we all tend to witness history of different sorts. And for the first time ever here on the Rocket Sports Breakdown, yours truly will be conducting an interview. How about that? And I'm excited about it because it's not every day I get to do a show like this where I get to interview someone or you know what I'm saying? I don't get to do those type of things. So it's definitely different. It's definitely something that I'm not fully accustomed to. But we all had to make history at some sort, you know, at some point. So, you know, why not? You know, why not do this? And this special guest and myself, we talked about it, you know, about a month or two ago. We were planning on setting it up and, you know, didn't want to waste any time pulling any punches. So, you know, let's do it. Let's make it happen. So he's going to be calling in shortly. And I just wanted to take this opportunity to introduce him. This guy's been doing some phenomenal things. He has just been really on top of his game in the whole rugby business. He's also a upcoming business entrepreneur. Me and him, our history began back in 2006 on MySpace. How about that? Back when MySpace was really on top, back when MySpace was the ish, you know what I'm saying? Basically, we met on MySpace in this group called Football Talk Central, and we're going to touch up on this a little bit later in the show. But we met on there, and I noticed how big of a football fan he was. You know, he was a diehard Saints fan, and the Saints had a really good season that year. I think occasionally he was rooting for the Eagles a little bit too. And we just met on there. We talked a little bit, became good friends. Our friendship carried over into Facebook. I looked him up on there and found him, and that's where we became good friends. And our friendship just continued to get stronger over the years. We've known a lot more about each other, specifically with our careers and even a little bit with our personal lives. He is just a damn good friend. He's a good guy. And he also, I remember when I first got into stand-up comedy, he was one of the people who first knew about it, and he wished me luck and everything. Who would have imagined a few years later he would be doing it himself? And he sent me a video on YouTube, and I checked it out. I was like, okay, yeah, you got a little something and everything. He's working on it a little bit. And, you know, he's now getting into the world of business. He's a really big individual on rugby. And I just learned about rugby, you know, maybe about a year or two ago. And I seen footages of the sport being played. I seen footages of people playing internationally all across the globe, different types of teams, almost kind of like a soccer type thing, you know, the way that they dress, the uniform structure and stuff. And basically, he was so big on it, and, you know, he talks about it religiously, and I can respect that. I respect the individual who's passionate about his business, passionate about his sport, passionate about his careers. And he's one of those guys that's exceptionally passionate about everything he's doing. GIF is, you know, and that's first of all, that's a damn awesome name to have, GIF. You know what I'm saying? That's a good name to have. if you're a guy that's really out there making the best of your careers and just killing those opportunities left and right, I got so much respect for him because he is on point with his business. And you have to respect a guy like that. He's got great ambitions. He's just out there making it. You know, he's an ambitious warrior. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to be talking about this stuff. And we're also going to be talking about his football team, speaking of the Saints. I got to bring this up, man, because it's been a disappointing year for that team. And I know he's not going to be too happy talking about him, especially considering what happened to them this past Sunday. But that's what we do on the Rocket Sports Breakdown. Sometimes you got to talk about stuff like this. And unfortunately, we're going to be touching up on this a little bit because it has been a disappointing year for the team. Too many losses, especially 5 losses at home. Not going to cut it. We also had a game that happened between his team and my team where it was one of the big comebacks of the season. But we're going to wait. We're going to talk about that a little bit later. We're not going to put that out there because, you know, my man has suffered enough, unfortunately. But, you know, he's a tough guy. He'll be just fine. So I'm looking forward to this interview. I've always wanted to talk to him, and he and I, we're actually both born the same year, you know, 1986. You know what I'm saying? What's up, all my 86 peoples out there, you know? so basically, that's been one of the things. That's been one of the things. And, yeah, I'm just looking forward to this. We've known each other for so long, and we've been friends, almost like a brotherhood, basically. You know, we've connected so well on so many levels. He is just a phenomenal individual, and he's out there really making things happen. So I could not be more proud of him. I'm very, very happy for him with everything that he's been doing. And you guys could take a page out of his book, certainly. This dude is really making it happen. He's just making it happen. And to a man, a lot of us can really take the time to really appreciate these things. So, well, I think it got the technical issue worked out, because normally we have our instrumental music playing in the background. So we got this going. We had to re-upload basically the tracks and stuff. So it has been a while since yours truly has been on air. So unfortunately, that's part of what we had to do. And yeah, so that's basically what we got going on. So, looking forward to him calling into the show tonight. We're going to have some fun. We're going to talk a little bit and everything. And, you know, that's basically what we're going to be doing. That's basically what we're going to be doing. So, looking forward to it. This is going to be a good show. And we're going to have many more shows like this where I'm interviewing people involved in sports and business world and as the world of entertainment. I think we're going to take the Rocket Sports Breakdown up a notch. And I think that's what we should do. So, why not? You know, why not? You know, I think it's something we should definitely do. Something we should definitely touch on. So, let's make it happen. Let's make it happen. So, my man Gift is just a phenomenal individual who's been out there really making it happen. And, you know, I'm just so happy for him. Again, you know, with everything that he's accomplished. And he's still a product, you know. He's still out there, you know, making it happen. And that's what you have to have in this business, because it's such a cutthroat industry. You got people that are stabbing in the back left and right. And I'm not so sure if he has encountered those things, but, you know, we're going to talk about it. And, you know, and a whole bunch of other stuff, you know. So this will be a good show. And, you know, I want to give him a quick shout out because he's out there making it happen down there in Louisiana. My man's been traveling. So he's going to touch up on this stuff, you know. We're gonna talk with him and everything. We're going to have some fun. And I want to take this opportunity to wish him as well as everybody out there a pre-Merry Christmas, pre-Happy Holidays. And if you're out there shopping, please be careful. I hope you don't get jacked, because, you know, sometimes people do those sort of things. But, yes. Now, also, real quickly, tomorrow, we are going to have another show where I'm going to make my predictions for Week 17 as far as who I think is going to clinch the final playoff spots and who's going to win their respective divisions. So we're going to talk about that. And we're going to talk about a whole lot more. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, it's the man of the hour. Well, more like half hour, but, you know, it's not that much of a difference. But here he is, ladies and gentlemen, my man Gift. Gift, welcome to the show, my friend. How you doing this evening?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Oh, man, I'm blessed, highly favored. I am good. All is well my way. And once again, man, thank you for taking the time to do this. I know you're a busy guy. You know, I know you don't have time for the little people, but I wanted to say thank you. Thank you for calling in and just being the first guy I get to interview on this show. It's an honor.
Well, look, man, I appreciate you letting me be on the show, you know. For us little people all together, you know, it's nice to be able to at least build recognition for the other little people and vice versa. So it all works out really well.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. I'm with you, man. Now, before we go forth in the interview, man, I got to ask you, and I saw this on your Facebook, what's up with your boys this year, man? What happened with them, man? Sunday wasn't a good look for them.
Look, you know, as a Saints fan, you know, we should be, you know, at least used to this, maybe just because, you know, you go through all these years and you only start to recently have success, but... Man, I don't know. I think what happened is this entitlement kicked in. I think the Saints got too used to finding the magic at the last second, and just they weren't able to find the magic. And then not only did they not find the magic, they absorbed any kind of negativity that could go with it and just decided to just drop the ball a lot.
And you know what, man, I got to say, I watched a little bit of the game, you know, I watched the highlights and, you know, the controversial moment. I thought Jimmy Graham really got in the end zone. I thought that should have been a touchdown because I felt like the ball had crossed the plane before it was stripped. And, you know, I didn't really like that call, you know. And
that,
you know, not the first time he had some controversial situations this season, but I thought he broke that plane. I thought that, hey, that's all you need to do to be awarded 6 points. I just thought it was a terrible call by the officials.
I agree, but you know what? I'll even say this. I'll fault Jimmy Graham for not being able to lower his shoulders and being able to push a pile. You're 6'5", 270 pounds. I've seen him break more tackles from more people, and so to not be able to do that was already insulting enough. But to not be able to do it and then subsequently get the ball knocked out of your hand, you have huge hands. Hold the ball right, man. Like, you don't leave the game in the ref's hand. So it was a bad call by the ref. I mean, that definitely crossed. Even if it was an inch, it still crossed. But you know what? It is what it is. And to be honest with you, I really didn't even feel like the Saints deserved to go to the playoffs anyways. I mean, nobody in the NFC South does, but... The Saints have just, they came into the season, you know, ranked number 2 in the power rankings and are arguably, like, in the bottom 27.
Dang. But you know what? I think at least y'all would have gotten a home game, you know, as tough as that sounds, you know, considering how bad the division has been this year. But, you know, it would have been nice, you know, to see them get in, because that was one of the teams I picked to go back in the playoffs. And, you know, I just felt like that division was just so porous overall, you know, considering expectations with the Saints, the Panthers, even the Falcons, even Tampa Bay. People were picking Tampa Bay to actually make some noise this year. And I'm like, okay, well, let's see what happens. But I just think that it was a bad season overall for the division, you know. It is what it is, man. But y'all will come back strong next year, you know.
Oh,
I think you guys will be back next year.
Shoot, some people are going to be losing some jobs. They need to.
Right.
They need to come back strong.
Yeah, I'm trying to tell you, man. I'm trying to tell you. Now, you know, you've been a lifelong football fan, you know, not just with the Saints, but with LSU, you know, down there in Louisiana. You know, what's it like down there? Because I know there'd be so much tailgating going on, you know, when those teams do well, you know, especially when the Saints won the Super Bowl. Just tell the people, what is it like down there being a fan, you know, when those teams do well?
Well, look, I mean, you got to give it – it's not necessarily just whenever we're doing well. It's just overall. Like, tailgating and – you know, football in the South is pretty much a lifestyle. You know, when it comes to LSU, and you know, this one I personally attest to, when it comes to tailgating, it's another level. And I've been tailgating at about 5 different colleges, at Penn State, Iowa State, USF, tailgated at UF, and then LSU, obviously. And LSU, it's not just a tailgating for the moment. It's not just tailgating for the game. It's a whole experience between the food, the camaraderie, the game, the location, the way that you're able to maneuver between different tailgates, the feeling of not necessarily acceptance, but people are willing to give you a lot of food. Get down dancing sometimes right before games, and it becomes a whole thing. It's really quite awesome, to be honest with you. And I can honestly say it's unlike anything else around the country. And even for Saints games, I mean, you see people coming from around the city. Like, they're set up like 3 days before a game has already started. So it's interesting just to be able to watch how people just kind of matriculate into throughout the week into the actual game day. And it's intense. It really gets you hyped up for it, and it's nice to watch really great fans enjoy some really great football, especially if it's especially whenever things are going really well. I mean,
nice.
It's awesome. Yeah, it's awesome.
Nice. Now, I touched up on this at the top of the show. You and I, we've known each other going on, 8 years now?
Yeah.
You know, we first met back on. Yeah, that was a long time, man. And, you know, we first met on MySpace in the old Football Talk Central group, you know, around that time. And you know, our friendship just generated from, you know, being just group members, you know, co-members of a group, to being friends. Then being friends on Facebook and knowing quite a bit about each other. Now, you know, we talk about how people just start to branch out in the business and how people just come out and do different things. How did you start to really work your way up in the world of business, you know, being an upcoming entrepreneur?
I think it's an interesting to ask that, because for me, it's always been something that's been a part of me pretty most of my life. I mean, I can remember from the ripe old age of 5 when I would go door to door selling for this catalog that used to sell toys and different things for people. It was very small stuff, but essentially it was, you know, you'd get prizes or money for what you sold. So business has always been a major component for me, and I think from there it's always just been the focal goal of trying to figure out exactly what is the business that fits best. You know, we all know that whenever you do stuff on your own, especially when you're self-employed or in that industry, you need to do something that you know you have a passion for, obviously. But you want to also make sure that it's something that you have a passion for and that you can see the big picture on all the time. I would say something from the smallest item, you know, it's important to be able to see what the biggest picture is. And I think that's what helps one be able to ride through, knowing what the final goal is that you're trying to go for, at least one of the major entities that you're trying to aim for. You just are able to weave the pathway going up to that point. And it becomes a lifestyle. It goes through everything that you do. It facilitates any of the actions that you do. You smell it, you breathe it, you drink it, you live it. You know, it's everything there. So with that in mind, it just makes it easier. Well, not necessarily easier, but it makes it more determined to try and, you know, we get through this path that's the industry and figure out where your place is and subsequently how to succeed in it.
Now, I wanted to touch back on this, you know, with the MySpace, the Football Talk Central group. What, looking back on it, what do you remember the most about that group, you know, good or bad?
Honestly, I really have nothing but good things from that group. It was a group that really got me locked in football. It took me from being just a very heavy fan of football to being an intellectual and educated fan of it. I think out of that group, I think I took more more football stats and information than I ever had before. It taught me how to really formulate my arguments and make sure that if you're going to make a point, you better know why you're making that point. You better know how to prove your point, and you better know how to back up your point, regardless of wrong or right. And if it's wrong, you better really make sure that you either humbly step yourself out and at least find a way to weave in between, or don't say too much, because people will tear you down for it. And it sounds worse than what it really is, but I mean, I think it's great when it comes to making sure that you establish yourself. And you know, going kind of actually backtracking to the question you asked me about business, the two between what happened in Football Talk Central and then what happens within just everyday life, they actually really connected for me, because it was from Football Talk Central that it forced me to say, all right, if I'm going to take a stance on something, let's make sure we understand what our stance is, and let's make sure that we can give a legitimate, educated response to it that's not something cookie cutter that everybody already knows and everybody can pretty much disseminate through. You want to give something that is informed, but it's yours. It's your opinion, it's your vision of it, and you establish it as such. You know, I'll just say, like, I remember the first story that I get, the first argument that I got into, that I really got into in Football Talk Central, was about whether the Saints should draft Reggie Bush. And I was pretty much against them drafting Reggie Bush, because at the time, we had just signed Michael Bennett, and he was a speedster. At the time, he was still, you know, he was flailing in the league, but we didn't really need too much. We had Deuce McAllister still. And I remember also even talking about Houston, whether or not they should get Reggie Bush. And at that time, they had Dominic Williams, who was doing pretty decent. So it was like, when I made that argument, I was like, you know, I had to understand why was I doing it. It had to be more than just, I don't like Reggie Bush because he was from USC. I really needed to make sure that there was a point that was being made. And that's the stuff that was just, it taught me how to really learn how to debate well.
Mm-hmm.
Debate to a point that I think people sometimes get very annoyed with it. They're just like, well, it's not enough. You're asking us too much. And I mean, hey, why not? Know what you're going to say. Don't be stupid.
Exactly. Now, I do remember, I do know another funny story about you, and I mentioned this earlier. You know, first of all, I always appreciated you, you know, and your support and everything with everything I've done. You know, you're one of the first people who knew about me getting into stand-up, you know, when I started about 6 years ago. And, you know, to this day, I still appreciate that. That means an awful lot. I do recall you attempting to do stand-up, and just tell you, what was that experience like? Did you ever think that you would see yourself doing something like that?
Well, I will say that I am the quintessential jack of all trades, master of none, and I think it wasn't something that I was super serious on, but it was kind of just like, you know, why not? You know, if you're making jokes already a little bit on the side, maybe let's see if you can formulate it together. And I had one of my friends, his name's Corey Mack. He's a comedian out in New Orleans, and he had been asking me to come on and do some stuff on stage for his amateur night stuff. And I was like, you know what, why not? And it was definitely intense. I think I had two major experiences that went in very opposite ways. My first experience was, you know, I it was in Baton Rouge. I had really prepared. I'd come up with a line of jokes that at least followed some continuity, because I'm all about the story. And it really went well. You know, it got a good number of laughs. It set up well. It felt good with the energy. And even though it was on stage, and you know, I'm trying to keep everything together. But, it was intense. It was really intense. I loved it. But then
not so much the same time, as, you know, not the same as, you know, telling jokes in front of a group of friends that you can't go over to the stage.
Completely
and,
different experience.
You know?
Yeah. Completely different experience.
I first learned that. I learned that firsthand. Yeah. Absolutely.
So, the second time I went on stage, I went in a little bit too cocky. I was like, all right, I just need to give some broad points, and I can improv this thing through like it's nothing. And it was awful. It was you can hear the cricket silence. That's how bad it was. It was unprepared. It was, you know, it was unimpressive, and it really just let me know that you have to be ready. You have to be ready. It's not a game. These people who do stand up don't do stand up because it's easy. If people thought stand up was easy at any point in time just because everyone makes it look easy, they really fail to understand what it takes to actually be in that spotlight, which is sometimes a literal spotlight. So I hadn't gotten a chance to do a third one. I never had time to go back in and do another one because, you know, it didn't come up again. I just didn't have time. I kind of got caught up with life. So I'm due for time number three at some point in time.
Oh, it'll happen. It's definitely going to happen for you. I seen the tape and everything. I'm like, okay, yeah, he's got something going for him. You know, you got a nice little crowd down there. You know, you had a little something going for you. You know, it's not easy, though, man. It really isn't. That's why I tell people all the time. But I always encourage people to get up there and do it if they feel like it's in their heart, if they feel confident about it. Because it ain't no joke, man. It really is. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And I learned that firsthand. You know, now talking about rugby and everything, because, you know, I first learned about the sport last year, and you were one of the reasons I first learned about the sport. Now,
well, I'm glad to hear
how
that.
Did you get involved? Yeah, how did you get involved in that? And what are you, you know, what's the goal to build up the sport of rugby?
Let me answer that last question first. So, you know, I run a website, a company called Gift Time Rugby Network. It's a rugby news and entertainment site. So whenever I first whenever I first started playing rugby, it was back in 2009. Just came back from college. Used to play like tackle football and everything. Football was everything for me. And I knew about rugby because, you know, if you want to learn the history of something that you love, you go in and then you do the research. So I knew about rugby as being a the predecessor to football. But and I tried to practice with the rugby team at University of South Florida, where I went to school at. But it didn't really take for me. It just was like, oh, this is archaic football. So it's not really a big deal. It won't be anything. So when I got back home and I was kind of sitting around, I was like, man, I don't know what I'm going to do. There's no football to play. And, you know, I don't have enough friends that were around that I could play tackle football like I had in college. So randomly, I think I ended up finding rugby on TV. It was the Las Vegas Sevens that happened in Las Vegas. And it was an international team.
Nice.
And I was watching them, and I was like, man, these guys don't juke very much. They're so straight leg run. Like, I feel like I need to be more athletic in this. And so I was like, you know what would be funny? If in Baton Rouge they actually had a rugby team, that would be hilarious because Baton Rouge never has anything. And so look online, and lo and behold, Baton Rouge has a rugby team. And I was like, I wonder if this
nice.
Is this. You know, there's a lot of times that these things can happen, and you know, it just and eventually it's just it's an old club that just never took care of it, never took down its site. And so
nice.
I go out to the park as to where they said they were going to be, and I see a bunch of these old guys playing, just running around a little bit. And I was like, are you guys the rugby team? And this guy, his name is Sausage, came up to me, and he was like, yeah, you know, we play and we do all this. He's like, you go get your boots and strap up, your cleats and strap up. And I was like, well, I didn't bring any of my stuff because I was just trying to check to make sure you guys existed, but I'll definitely be out for the next practice. And so came back out and started practicing with them. And I was like, oh, man, you know, I can wipe out these guys like it's nobody's business. And these guys, we start running, and these guys kept running. And running and running. And I'm like, are you insane? I was like, how are these guys, these old men, you know, still running like it's nothing at all. And it's like they look out of shape and stuff, but they're still going. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to let these guys beat me. All right?
Nice.
I'm not going to show that I'm that tired. So I kept going, and they told me, they were like, you know, a lot of people quit after a little bit. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to let you guys let me quit. So ended up sticking with it, and it kind of led to playing in the games, which was great. And then what really stuck for me was rugby culture. I went to this camp out later that year. It was called Pitcherton, based out of Lafayette, Georgia, run by Chattanooga Rugby Club. And when I went there, I truly felt like I was at home at that point. So, and it was what ended up selling me on rugby altogether. So ever since then, I've been kind of just rugby lifed out, and then kind of saw what was kind of missing about a couple of years ago, where it was a lot of the marketing issues that are with rugby. Like a lot of people play rugby in the States, contrary to popular belief. It's a fast growing sport. It's the fastest growing sport in the United States, but it doesn't market well. And unless you're within that rugby arena and that rugby culture, or you know somebody who's associated with that rugby culture, you don't really get a chance to know about it. So my focus had been on that to help it grow itself, and I think that's kind of what's been helping it press. Not necessarily me personally, but there's been a really concerted effort ever since rugby entered back into the Olympics in 2009 and will be officially featured in this upcoming Olympics in 2016. There's been a real concerted effort to push the game, not just on people who are in their adult years, but a lot of youth. And so with that youth base starting to grow more and more, we're starting to have a much greater longevity of rugby people. And
nice.
It's
cool.
Yeah. So it's starting to see everything, and it's working out. It's working out.
Cool. Oh man, I think we got a little. I think our interview might have gotten cut off a little bit, but I can still hear you just good. But I just wanted to say, man, thank you so much for calling in to the show, man. This really meant something, you know, being
no
the first guy, you know. We're going to have to do this again, man. We definitely have to do this again. And, you know, next time,
definitely.
I definitely want to dig deep more into the rugby league and, you know, what you plan on doing with it, you know, how you can get it up there to even more respectability. But, yeah, thank you again for calling in tonight, man, and you know, I hope everything is good with you down there and, you know, traveling and stuff like that. And also, you know, wanted to wish you a pretty happy holidays, man, to you and yours out there. And, you know,
you
safe
too,
travels,
Christian,
man. And, you know, safe
Dude,
travels.
Now,
how do you pronounce your last name so everybody would know? Because I've had a few issues with it as well. You know, I just
Most
wanted to,
do.
You know, make sure I got it right.
Get it perfect. It's A. Bailu. It's A. Bailu.
Egg Bailu.
The G is silent.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Gotcha.
But I appreciate
okay.
it, Christian, man. Thank you for letting me be on your show. I'm glad you were able to do this. I hope it continues to even grow more and more each time, because there's a lot of potential that goes with it. So, man, I'm glad to hear you're keeping up your stuff, man. And at some point,
Thank
yeah,
you,
we're going to end
Thank
up doing
you.
This again like nobody's business. Kyle, if anything,
oh, yeah, sure.
we'll be
we're
in each other's
happen.
Videos.
For sure, viral videos and stuff, man. For
yeah,
sure,
buddy.
For sure. All right, give
all
right, A. Bailu, y'all. You know, again, thank you, man, for calling in tonight. You know, wishing you a happy holidays, and you keep up the excellence, bro. You are well on your way.
Hey, man, you take care of yourself. You too, brother. You take care.
All right, now that was Gift Egg Bailu, ladies and gentlemen. Calling in and letting us know about the world of egg, the world of rugby and stuff. Catch the show again tomorrow afternoon. We'll be back to make predictions for week 17. This is Rocket signing off on the Rocket Sports Breakdown. We'll see y'all next time. Take care.